Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Elizabeth Marth. After 14 minutes of an interview, there will be a guided meditation for listeners and viewers who are 18 and above. Enjoy.
I kept on doing what I was doing. I kept on doing what I knew I was being called to do. I work with an energetics coach. Her name's Rachel Jackson. She's amazing. And I had been going through the conversation of, if you could do anything, like, what would you do? I was like, I miss doing shadow work. And then maybe a couple conversations later, it would be, I really want to get into women's sexuality. I really want to get into these pieces. And then later, like, another conversation would be, and the shame and the things we keep hidden, and like the dark feminine. And so what happened would be, through these conversations of her being like, what are your desires really calling you towards? Although I should say, at one point, so it became simultaneous of me working with another woman as I was beginning to write my memoir, of helping me to connect with the darker part of me. I mean, you could say bitchier truth teller, the one that is edgier, that is bolder, that is not necessarily who the people in my everyday life see. Mm-hmm. And so I started to embody that version. So as Rachel's asking me, if you could really step into like what you wanted to do, what would that look like? Those answers were like here and there. They were strung together, but it didn't come at one time. First of all, it had been reflected back to me that I, like, this darker side was not bad. There was this work of this darker, feminine, shadowy side of you is actually a lot of your truth. And when I began to embody that and was asked the question, like, what would she wear? Like, if she was going up on stage to talk to a theater full of people, what would she be wearing? And I was like, black leather and like her Christian Louboutin's shoes. I began to be able to see myself in that darker energy, mm-hmm. that more embodied sensual feminine essence. And that began to shift things for me. And so then, as I was really connecting with what I really desired to be talking about, like really desired to be getting deeper with, as I was embodying this version of myself that was coming forth. And again, this was a process. This wasn't Tuesday I had the idea and Wednesday it came about. Even though I have to be honest, it was really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Allowing that to happen and see where it went. And then I actually was in a activation with my energetics coach, and I was able to see, I had a vision of the lightness and the darkness. And we concentrate so much on the lightness or the light, but there's so much in the dark that needs to come forth. And so that was, it came through almost like the image of a photo session. But from that image, I was able to see my content. And that was the switch of where I began to understand things falling into place for my next awakening.
When you say content, I was able to see my content. What does that mean?
Within conscious uncoupling and calling in the one and spirituality to a degree, certain paths of spirituality, it's very much focused on light and being positive is the word that's coming up for me, but it's not so much about that. It's not always looking at the reasons. It's really looking at where you want to go. And one could say, I have different thoughts on this, okay, because I live it in different ways, but that you're bypassing your trauma, because to focus on that is only going to keep us stuck in that energy. And it's not that I don't believe that or adhere to that, because I do. But what came through to me, and when I say my content, I guess this would be like really the essence of my work, was that the importance of looking at the dark, like going within, it's that womb space where that's where the growth happens. Like where you actually, when you go into the dark and you strip off all of the light and you have to really face yourself and what you think is a shadow. So what you think is bad about you, what you think you want to disassociate from about yourself, which you want to avoid, which you want to pretend doesn't exist. And then people say that we need to heal that part. I actually believe that part is like our superpower. I believe when we can go into that part of us and actually look at what's going on, like really deep beneath what we think it might be, like beneath the shame, beneath like the rage, beneath the grief, that's where like our actual magic is. And so that's where I got a really clear vision of that was the direction I wanted my work to go in.
I really appreciate the fact that you said what we view as the dark in ourselves, what we think shouldn't exist or shouldn't be there, because that is all of our own perception. When one goes under and shines, I don't know if I want to even say shines the light on it now, because that's an interesting play on the light and dark too. When we are able to look at that, face that, go within, and I think you said something about going underneath it, there is where the magic is. What does that mean? What does that look like? What is that magic that is below the layers?
It does look different for every single person, but I'm just going to give you a personal example since we're like having this conversation. So I was a product of an affair. My mom and my biological father ended up getting married when I was 5, but they both had other families. And from the time I was born, there was discord. And so now, obviously, I didn't know that consciously. But as I grew up, I heard stories. And from a very young age, I could feel the discord. And my birth caused a lot of pain on both sides for a lot of different people. I was born in Burbank. And so when we moved to the Midwest, we ended up moving to be with my biological dad. And he had 4 kids and a wife. And we moved to this small Midwest town where everyone knew what had happened. My dad was a pretty prominent man in town. And so we would go places and I would know that I was bad. Like I would know that I wasn't good. So I remember feeling bad and wrong and shame and that I needed to hide. I remember that feeling being with me and that I needed to be perfect because my mom was also viewed. And I knew this from a very young age because people would tell me like, your mom's a total crazy bitch. And so I felt I needed to be perfect to compensate for whatever was going on within my mom. I was too young to understand the dynamics of whether that was accurate or wasn't accurate. But the point was that like I felt I had to compensate. So one of my shadows is that I learned to hide my desires. I learned to lie. And then I had an enmeshment dynamic with my mother. So I was like an extension of her. Like I was like her husband in ways because my dad wasn't necessarily able to be. So there was these like 2 clashing pieces. I had to hide what I wanted and not like really have it. But I had to keep everything looking good. But my desires, I had to hide. So I was unfaithful in relationships. I lied. I really went into a lot of things that are not healthy. So when I look at that and I go into my shadow around that, which took me, it took me until really probably just like within the last 5 years to really be able to shift that dramatically. And I had amazing coaching and therapy around that. Yes, there was the shame. Yes, there was the lying. Yes, there was the cheating, the hiding and all of those things. But when I searched beneath that, it was that the gold and the magic is that, no, actually, I can trust my desires. My desires are actually my guide. When I'm hiding those, I know I'm not in alignment. So like you named it. It's not that we need the light with the shadow, but then that does become the light. Then that gets to grow And so that's where I think we don't need to be afraid of the darkness, because it's where we're going to find our deeper truth. Take a woman who feels like she's a bitch, right? And she may have some shame, she may not, but like we go underneath what that feeling is. It's just that you're really strong in your boundaries and advocating and for justice. So let's use that in a way that like feels really good for you. Like you're not afraid to speak up. And so then that can be your gift, where there's some who aren't quite there and using their voice, and you can teach others how to use their voice. So it's really where we get to embrace that part of us and get it to where it feels good to us.
I love that, because it takes looking at it and then accepting it. It takes it beyond that. It takes it into, now that we have looked at it, we accept it for what it is. How can we actually utilize it? And so in a way, it's like not only are we bringing it to the surface and into consciousness in general, but now we are literally incorporating it into who we are also in a new, aligned, authentic way, which is actually quite mind-blowing for me to even think about, because up until now, I think I've always thought of things that we have hidden away or didn't want to be associated with. I thought growth and expansion is to just bring it up and accept it. But you're saying that we can even utilize it when we reframe it and we reclaim it.
I love how you just worded all of that, because I think that's so often, and this is the beautiful piece of shadow work, right? Of really going deep and looking at our shadows. But one of the pieces, and it depends on what like modality, it can go into archetypal work and different things like that with shadow. And I work within those two. And one of the things, as I was delving in and developing, as I still am, this work and this concept, is the dark goddesses. It's not necessarily that our shadows need to be healed. It's that our shadows hold the gold. And I think that that's the shift. And when you look at Kali, who is like the goddess of destruction, the beauty of this goddess archetype energy is there is this destruction. It's so that the good can come. It's to get rid of everything that isn't serving you, to let the good grow. And I think that was really, again, another North Star of going into the shadows. It's not just about healing the shame. What does the shame have to teach you? What were you hiding? What is beneath that?
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for the work that you do. And I'm going to put all of the links on how people can get in touch with you in the show notes, because obviously they're going to want to hear more from you.
I've loved this conversation, and thank you for having me on. It's an absolute honor and pleasure.
Thank you. The feeling is mutual, very much, obviously. So thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Athena.
Elizabeth has created a meditation, especially for us, for reclaiming your sexuality. Please note that this is not suitable for listeners or viewers under 18. Settle in and take a listen.
Find a quiet space where you can be undisturbed. A place where you can allow your desire to be unleashed. Let the outside world fade for a moment. And feel into your body as it begins to soften. Close your eyes. Begin to breathe. Slowly, deeply. Feel your breath flow down into the depths of your womb space. Feel this breath fill your sacral chakra This is the true home of your erotic essence. This is the sacred place where your turn-on lives, where your pleasure and your creative life force exist. Gently place your hands on the space under your belly and place the other hand over your heart. Begin to feel this primal energy. Begin to awaken to how it feels to be connected with this creative force, this erotic essence. This is the energy of your divine desires. This is where your sexual energy becomes your art. This is where your intimacy is your expression. Feel this energy flow through your body. On your next inhale, allow your shoulders to drop. Unclench your jaw and let the tension that you may be holding begin to melt. This is a return, not to who the world has told you to be, but who you've always been before you began to silence yourself. Bring your awareness to your body, not to how it looks, but to how it feels. Let your attention move through you like warm honey, coating every curve, every shadow, every sacred place. Begin to feel this warm honey move across your scalp, over your face, down your throat. Become aware of this attention as it moves down your breasts, your heart, your belly, your womb. Feel your body as the feminine portal it was divinely created to be. Feel the truth of your sensual energy, of your sexual power, of the desire that courses through your veins. This is the seat of your feminine power, the place where creation, intuition, and sensuality all meet. If you have had parts of your body removed and no longer have the physical parts of those pieces with you. I invite you at this time to give thanks for the space where perhaps your breasts or where your womb once were. You are no less of a woman. It is the energy that lies within our womb space, within our breast space, that always exists, or within any other space within our body. And it's at this time we say inwardly, I remember you. I return to you. I reclaim you. We are always the essence of a woman. Always the essence of the feminine. That desire, that passion, that pleasure lives within you. Now gently awaken to your senses. What do you feel against your skin? The soft caress of the air, the gentle cupping of your clothing, the pulse of your breath. Notice the texture of your fingertips, the softness of your thighs, the warmth between your legs. There is no goal here, no performance, only presence. Now imagine you're under the beautiful night sky with stars twinkling above. And there's a beautiful fire in front of you. And you can feel your body swaying. And your hips circling like ancient rituals. As your fingers trace your own collarbone. And your tongue is savoring the taste of dark fruit. Or honey, or wine. You are allowed to want with passion. It is safe to feel the pleasure that is arising within your own body. Allow yourself to feel with intensity, to delight in your own gorgeous feminine vessel. You are safe to trust your desires. It is safe to create in the space of your senses. Whisper inwardly to yourself, my sensuality is sacred. My pleasure is my permission. Now begin to feel deeper into the deeper place, the erotic current that lives inside your body. not as sex, but as a life force. Breathe into your lower belly, into the darkness that exists there. This is not a darkness to fear, but to worship. This darkness is a divine place of healing, of growth. Of nurturing. This darkness is a place of safety, of deep grounding, and of holy, sacred love. This is a place of darkness, of mystery. It's darkness of the wild and darkness of the feminine unknown. It's in this space where your no lives. It's in this space where your boundaries are holy. It's in this space where your desire does not apologize. Allow yourself to feel into this erotic truth, not for anyone else, just for you. You may not exactly understand what this truth is yet. That's the woman's journey of discovery. Just let yourself feel the spark of your own wanting again. There is nothing more sacred or erotic than a woman discovering the holy depths of her own body, of her own pleasure, and of her own desire. Say to yourself, my desire is divine. My darkness is my medicine. My body is mine. Now hold all of this. The breath, the body, the pleasure, the mystery. Feel it ripple through every cell in your body. Allow your heart to flood with delight. Experience the empowerment from knowing you have complete autonomy over your sacred vessel. You don't need to do anything. Just allow this energy to pulsate within you. Let it belong. Feel the weight of who you truly are returning to your skin. Feel yourself being turned on, not by anything or anyone, but by you simply breathing, by you simply being in your sacredness. Breathe into your erotic self. Breathe into your feminine essence. Slowly, when you're ready, begin to deepen your breath. Gently move your fingers and your toes. Circle your wrists. Tilt your head gently, side to side. And when you're ready, open your eyes and let them see not the world around you, but a new erotic version of yourself. You are not too much. You are not too late. You are not too dark. You are a woman becoming. Your sensuality is your home. Your sexuality is your birthright. And your reclamation is your evolution. Welcome home.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena. And share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.